Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having a fantastic day today. And just to reiterate on why we do what we do down here, we're trying to wipe out so many of these giant retired dinosaur reptiles in these lakes. Had another lady this early yesterday morning. I got a phone call and I saw the news article today. Another lady was attacked on a lake in Orlando by Citrus County, Lake Hernando, at 1 a.m. 24-year-old Felicia Gillette was basically swimming in a lake when an alligator grabbed her arm and tried to drag her underwater. She was actually able to fend off the gator, called 911. She was transported to the hospital with injuries. The alligator, according to new studies, believed to be around 5 to 6 feet long, is being sought by wildlife officials. This report, alligator attack, comes days after a woman in South Carolina was killed trying to protect her dog on a walk on her vacation home. That was an 8-foot gator that attacked and killed her. This is why we do it. I've seen a lot of hate mail, a lot of really negative comments to the trappers, the hunters, including myself down here in Florida over the last couple weeks, from really, really ignorant, idiotic people all over the country that basically think this is some type of animal cruelty crime of us going out there and hunting these animals. This is an absolute necessity at a bare minimum of 5,000 gators a year that need to be pulled out of Florida. I think the number needs to be doubled in my opinion, and this is why. And this is why I brought these articles up, because these aren't even big gators. This is a 6-foot gator that dragged this lady out in the lake this morning. That was an 8-foot gator, which is starting to get to a moderate size. Just one of the ones that I got out of Lake Jessup last week was 11 foot 1 inches. There's another one in Lake Okeechobee that I just saw an article from, and Buddy told me about it. He just pulled out a 12-foot gator out of Lake Okeechobee, and it weighed in right at 1,000 pounds at the processors when they took him in. These are very, very, very large, hyper-aggressive animals that have to be kept under control, because they will become the full apex predator in almost any wildlife surroundings, including the apex predator over humans if we happen to get near waterways. So this is why it's so important, and the problem is with more and more people moving down here to Florida, a large percentage of them are highly ignorant when it comes to these reptiles, and they don't understand how aggressive and dangerous they are. And B, with the amount of people we have moving into the state, more houses are being put in, more subdivisions are being put in. We only have X amount of land space and X amount of water space in the state of Florida. We're not that big when you start taking the water lands, the water areas out of Florida, especially the Everglades and everything else. So a lot of these gators are getting more and more aggressive because their food supplies are starting to dry up, and so they're starting to look at humans as a food source down here more than they ever have, in my opinion. I've talked to people back in the 60s and 70s, especially when the gators were well kept under control, and you'd go swimming with them. You'd see them in the lakes with you. You'd see 5-6 footers swimming, you know, 20, 30 feet away from you, and they'd just swim around, swim underneath you, swim away. A lot of times they wouldn't even come after you because their food supply was abundant, and they were also kept under control, and they did not get as big and as aggressive as they do now. So I just want to kind of address that, because I've seen a lot of hate online with us killing gators, and I want to explain to you guys why we do it, the necessity of what we do it, and quite frankly, even if you don't like it and you don't agree with us, I really don't care. You don't live with me, you don't take care of us, and I really don't care about your opinion. I'm not talking about our listeners. Our listeners are great, but a lot of people online with their liberal leftist agenda has been quite irritating to me over the last couple days with a lot of this gator killing hate, and this is why we do it. It's a necessity for us in Florida to keep these things under control, Deb.
I couldn't have said it any better, so I'm going to add a few things to it. We have a problem with pit vipers, and we've had a problem with pit vipers since I was a child. I have been personally attacked by water moccasins. I wrote about that, I believe, in my book, Maximum Memory. I was actually cleaning out a canal with a shovel that ran parallel with our property from one lake to another lake, which you really couldn't call it a canal. You'd have to call it a water moccasin pit. And I saw this huge water moccasin swimming through there, about 6 feet long. Man, he was huge. He's probably 18 inches in circumference. You think, well, they don't really get that big. They really get that big, guys. This thing was huge. And I knew what he was because he had the white mouth, and he was very aggressive. So I nailed him with a shovel coming by me because I was afraid he was going to bite me. And he came out of the water after me, struck me. I saw what he was doing. I ran up the side of the bank of the canal. It was about 3 feet deep at that point over the sidewall. And he landed right on the side of the canal, and his hide was so tough that I hit him again with a shovel, but it didn't have an edge on it, and he got away. I have killed hundreds of pit vipers in Florida. Hundreds. I mean, that is not an exaggeration. I've opened up nests of these things under a big piece of plywood at the lake before, and literally had 40 or 50 of them in a coil and a bundle underneath them. All pit vipers, all water moccasins. And when you live with these types of animals, now the next response is going to be this. Somebody's going to say to me, "Well, you knew they were there when you moved there." No, I don't want to.
Yep.
Okay, I don't want to hear it. I had an idiot neighbor one time, and he had a trained adult male Doberman that basically attacked a fence, bled at the mouth, bit two people, put one of them in the hospital with over 200 stitches. Dog wasn't put down, got out, came after my wife. I warned the guy. He came in my yard again. I was going to kill the dog, and ended up the dog attacked me. Luckily, I was armed by the grace of God, and I shot and killed this incredibly aggressive Doberman. And his response to me when I came up to him and offered to build him a kennel to keep the dog from getting in the neighborhood before he killed somebody was, "Well, you knew that dog lived here before you moved in." And I'm like, "You got to be kidding me. This is where we're going now. You have an animal that is so dangerous, and you won't keep it penned, but it's everybody else's fault and not yours." Back in the 60s and the 70s and the 50s, alligators were kept out of freshwater lakes with humans. Kept out. They were hunted out. There weren't any. Just the little ones, maybe 2-3 feet long, a foot long, little babies that came from who knows where, probably migrated from another lake that had a source. The Everglades was still completely full of gators, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of gators in the Everglades, and that is not an exaggeration. I personally don't think it should be 5,000 gators taken every year. I think it should be 5,000 gators taken every year. And anything over 5 feet should be illegal to be able to take out of the lakes. And here's why. The 5-foot gators will still do their job in controlling snakes and turtles,
yep,
and other types of reptiles. They do a fine job with that. That's what they're here for. But what happened is back when they took them and put them on the endangered species list back, I believe it was in the 60s, so that if you shot a gator, it was like 10 years, 20 years in prison, like the same level of a bald eagle. They even admitted they had vastly underestimated. In other words, they lied. There was no vastly underestimating. You can fly over the doggone Everglades and see gators everywhere. I remember I was at the St. Mark's Lighthouse up close to Tallahassee back in graduate school, and it's like a state park there. And I remember I went out there one time at nighttime with a flashlight on my motorcycle, and I had a gator laying on the road that was probably 14 feet long, covered both sides of the road. His tail was hanging off one end, and his head was covering off the other end. Also, that's how big he was. And I'm like, I'm on a motorcycle. I'm like, well, this is crazy. I don't have a gun with me because I was, a college kid. And finally, I blew the horn enough, it irritated enough, he crawled off and slithered into the thing. Then when I got out to the lookout platform of the St. Mark's Lighthouse, I had a big old floodlight with me, and I held it up, and there were literally thousands of sets of gator eyes staring at me, all of them looking at me, because they had heard me over there and wondered what I was doing over there at night. Thousands of gators in the water. Remember, these are fresh and salt water together, alligators out there. We don't have a shortage of gators. We are not shooting or harvesting endangered species. We are not going after rhinoceros. We're not going after lions or elephants. And we're not doing that. We're going after reptiles that have 15 to 30 eggs in one clutch when they lay them. And after they get to be about a foot long, 2 feet long, they have no natural predators, period. Now, the little ones can be eaten by the eagles, by the ospreys, and by largemouth bass. They'll eat a little gator. You kind of look at them like little snacks because they're tiny when they come out of the eggs. And they're pretty cute when they come out of the eggs. They're tiny. But the reality is they don't stay tiny. And once they become an apex predator and they get 4 to 5 feet long, there really isn't anything that takes care of these things except for human beings. You think, well, you don't have to go and swim with them. Look, guys, here's the thing. They've got a natural habitat in the Everglades. They can fight and do whatever they want to do down there with the pythons. Okay? We can have our own little Jurassic World kingdom in the Everglades, and Florida will be none the worse for it. And I'm not saying take them out of freshwater lakes. Just harvest them out if they're over 5 feet. Guys, there are literally millions of alligators in the Southeast, if not in Florida alone, and I'm including Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Louisiana. Louisiana is infested with them. I've got a pastor friend of ours, Austin. He's got a very large church up in Georgia. And he told me, it's in Alabama, it's in Birmingham. And he told me the other day, I sent him the pictures of you hunting the gators. He goes, "Gosh, I'd love to see this because they're such a nuisance animal. They kill people." And he goes, "And I was raised in Louisiana, and I know how you guys feel about them. It's what it is down here." And you say, "Well, why do you live in Florida?" Well, I was born in Florida. I was never asked to be born here. It's where I was born and where I've raised, where I live. And, you know, do I like other parts of the country? Yeah. But I like the temperate climate here. It gets hot in the summer, but it's pretty much a monoclimate here year-round, except the wintertime it gets really, really nice with low humidity, or used to before the chemtrails. And so it's one of those things that it's just, well, it's true. I'm not going to, let's be real with this. And so, but the reality is this. I don't have a problem. I told you guys a story. I went up to an island, Amelia Island, a couple of years ago with the kids, and we were out there walking in the island, and there was a rattlesnake laying across the sidewalk. I mean, you know, he wasn't big. He's probably 3-4 feet long, because they get really big. But, and so I grabbed a stick, a limb that was broken beside us, because there were kids running around the rattlesnake wanted to play with them. They were barefoot children going to the fort there. And I reached to grab a stick to kill this rattlesnake. And somebody, the guy saw me from the gift shop, came running out and screaming and told me that I'd be immediately put under arrest and go to jail and pay a horrible fine if I killed that snake on side of that state park. And I looked at him, I said, dude, if you're going to have rattlesnakes, and you know they're here, why aren't there signs posted by the sidewalks? Keep your children on the sidewalks. This is an active rattlesnake area. I got that. Or you could even build a little wall by the where you know they are, and just keep them from crawling, you know, under, over, or around the wall, so that they cannot be in the same area with these 3 and 4 year old children who have no idea the danger. So then he takes the snake and he grabs it with a stick up underneath the belly. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this guy's a blithering idiot. This thing could strike him. And he gently walks over and lays it like 5 feet off the sidewalk in a bunch of leaves so nobody will see it. And I looked at him. I said, dude, I have seen stupid people, and I thought stupid had a bottom, but you have just told me there is no level of stupid that cannot be obtained. And he looked at me kind of like, what do you mean by that? I said, you heard what I said. I said, this is a pit viper. It can kill a child. And I said, you lay it right by the sidewalk again in leaves after you see the children running through the leaves. I said, I don't know what to say about you, dude. I said, you can't be talking to me like that. I said, I just did. I said, why don't you get past this political correct nonsense and realize that Florida doesn't have a shortage of rattlesnakes or water moccasins or pit vipers or copperheads or coral snakes. We have like everything down here besides mambas. I mean, this thing's, Florida's a snake pit's what it is. It was a swamp, okay, is what it was. And we've happened to basically put civilization down here inside this swamp, and now we have to realize that we have to do something to try to live with these animals, which are not endangered at any level, Austin, especially the alligators, which again are an apex predator. And here we are with these stupid gators. I've already wasted 12 minutes of the show talking about alligators. Why? And well, because this is something we have to talk about here. There's nothing else we can do about this stuff here besides just harvest these things and take care of them. That's all we can do. Now, I want to talk about Herr Mueller real quick. This is an article from State of the Nation, and it says that Herr Mueller, Robert Mueller, is not who you think he is. He is not a special counsel. He's a deep state hitman and a cover-up artist. Mueller was deep state's point man for 12 straight years in the highly organized cover-up, the U.S. government-coordinated false-flag terrorist attacks of 9/11. That's what this man is saying. Now, really, what else needs to be said about Mueller? The guy's whole career is about fixing and covering up the biggest crime against cases in American history. How's that for a legacy? And he was the top cop and an extremely dirty cop in America for 12 years. In fact, Robert Mueller was the head of the FBI investigation, Federal Bureau of Investigation, from September the 4th, 2001. Imagine that, right before September 11th until September the 4th, 2013. My Robert Mueller was deliberately selected to lead the FBI during the terrorist attacks on September the 11th. It was by purposeful design that his tenure as FBI director began on September the 4th, just 7 days before 9/11, and that he remained in that job for 12 corrupt years until September the 4th, 2013, to ensure that the FBI would never professionally investigate the greatest crime and act of terrorism ever perpetrated on U.S. soil. In fact, Mueller's 12 years are marked by an overwhelming body of evidence which proves his willful neglect, dereliction of duty, official misconduct, and misprision of felony, whatever that word means. Clearly, Mueller's greatest crime to date was overseeing the institutional cover-up of 9/11 government conspiracy to commit acts of terror, murder, and destruction against the American people and property. Okay, he completely covered up decades of Clinton's crime sprees and deep state Democrat corruption, including George Bush's corruption. Let's not forget him. Fabricated a frivolous case for the prosecution of President Trump to set the stage for his eventual impeachment. Mueller is a cover-up artist. I mean, I want to cover this with you guys to let you know who Herr Mueller is and what in the world he's involved with, guys. This guy is not who you think he is, and he's somebody that should be held accountable for all of the stuff that he's done. And I still The only reason I see this, that he's there, is because they're using him to control the other side of the narrative, Austin, to control the direction of the country where they want it to go. That's why, notice, Donald Trump has not been charged. He's not been subpoenaed, but neither has Hillary Clinton. So it's almost like a stalemate with the deep state maintaining these two opposing factions at a level where either one of them can be basically charged with crimes upon the will of the people that are actually running the country. Now, this is interesting here, Rob. Brad sent me this email, this text just a few minutes ago, and I thought it was very articulate, so I want to read it to you. It says, Ted, the more I think about it, the more I realize that Jeff Sessions had to have been a plant by either the leftists, either that, or they've got something really big and terrible on Sessions that they're holding over his head. The whole situation with Mueller is a total black eye for the United States Department of Justice. All this has happened on Sessions' watch. He has allowed it to happen. Mueller has raided attorneys' offices, broken attorney-client privilege, circumvented the law in so many areas that it appears that Mueller's actually has more power than the President of the United States. Why? Because he's accountable to no one. And then Brad goes on to say, it makes me sick. I think Trump is stuck between a rock and a hard place. He knows he needs to fire Sessions, but if he does, that makes him look guilty and gives the Rhino Republicans a reason to impeach him, and they will fall on the Democratic bandwagon and try to do so. And he goes on that basically he has a friend of his who believes that Trump will dump Sessions right after the midterms. He goes, I hope he's right, but this is a mess. By the way, listen to this. Here comes the final word sentence. By the way, I got confirmation that Adam Putnam attends Freemasons meetings. Adam Putnam is a member of the Freemason Lodge. Just thought I'd mention that to you. Which, if that surprises anyone, and you know what? I remember I have a friend of mine. His name is Jimmy. He's got a huge sod company here in Central Florida. I won't mention his name. And he told me that he had another friend of his who basically was another sod guy who was out, you know, basically digging ditches and moving water around and doing all the stuff, violation of EPA statutes and shooting alligators out of season, all of this stuff. And somebody called the sheriff. They caught him. They arrested him. As soon as they did, they saw that he was wearing a Freemason ring. Kid you not, guys. Kid you not. They took him downtown, never booked, never charged, nothing. No fines, nothing. The Freemasons run the United States of America along with the Rothschild banking cartel that are also Freemasons. Just thought I'd mention that with you guys. And in one of these shows, when we have enough time other than talk about things like alligators, I'm going to go into detail about how the Freemasons founded the United States and what they did and how they set things up. If you're on my personal database, you've already been getting a lot of literature from me on that particular topic. But guys, Mueller and all the rest of this stuff is a giant fiasco. And quite frankly, a lot of the alternative people that are being attacked on alternative news, many of these people, as far as I'm concerned, and I've thought so for years, are Zionist shills. And I have no doubt that some of these people will be restored to their platforms and be given their different media presences back, because they're being basically put into a situation in which they look like they're true patriots, because they've lost a lot of their audience and a lot of their market, and now because they're being persecuted by the state and by these groups like Facebook, they're being given a second chance to rebuild their target markets. Now, you heard me say that. I'm not going to repeat it, because that's pretty doggone indictful, because I've seen a lot of this crap going on. When I got yanked off of YouTube back in January and February, ain't nobody put me back on, because I don't play this game with these boys and girls. You know, I don't put up with that nonsense. Why? Because I'm not going to play that game. I'm not going to play this, I'm a Democrat, or I'm a Republican, or I hate Democrats, or I hate Republicans. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to play partisan politics on this show. If Trump's going to be an idiot, I'm going to say he's being an idiot. I don't know what the heck they got on Trump. He should have asked for Sessions' resignation long ago. If the sitting president goes to Sessions and says, I need your resignation, Sessions is going to give him the resignation in lieu of being terminated. He says, all of a sudden, Trump comes in and says, we're going to go ahead and terminate you. We're getting rid of you. I'm firing you, which he does very well, by the way. Well, Trump can fire people pretty good. Then, okay, well, that's one thing. But if Sessions automatically resigns, no. They want to maintain the narrative that I've talked to you guys so many times about, how the central bankers that are, remember, Masonic Lodge leaders also, how they control the narrative. Remember what we told you, what they said back in 1920? They said that they hold the earth by its axis and they turn it any direction they want to turn it to control the narrative of how in the world they want the political structure to go. This is the same thing the Masonic Lodges did back in the 1700s when they wrestled away control from the Christians to the United States to form the colonies and to take away states' rights and to do away with federalism. Guys, It's something that they've been planning on for hundreds and hundreds of years, and their vision of this new utopian future is almost upon us, but the problem is it doesn't look like a utopian future to me and to you and to Austin. It looks some kind of Orwellian nightmare, because that's what they want this thing to be. They want political correctness to completely and totally run amok, and they want a fascist, dictator, communist, police state in order to monitor every single thing that we do. They want, and again, our fertility rates have gone down for another year in the United States. Why? Because of what we've talked about so many times. The fluoride, the immunizations, the chemtrails, the Gardasil shots, all of these things they're doing to reduce the population. These guys, this is their fantasy, that the population of the United States continues to decline and the birth rates are the lowest they've been in 30 years. This is their fantasy because this is what they want. They don't want white people to think. Why do they not want white people to think? Because apparently they don't think that they think that we have the ability with enough concrete rational thought to overthrow them and to think through the situation with some type of situational awareness. I don't know. Yeah, I don't understand that either, because the Japanese and the Chinese, oh, that's right, they've already pretty much stopped the birth of Japanese too, haven't they? Oh, that's right. And the Chinese now are starting to pay people to have kids again because they're going down. You've got to have a high enough IQ set of points in order to see what's going on with this. You've got to have enough reasoning skills, and you cannot have been dumbed down by fluoride and aluminum and all this crap they're putting into the air there they're making us breathe in order to understand fully what's happening here. As far as I know, and I'm not bragging on myself, and I'm not painting some halo over my head, because, gosh, the good Lord knows that I got to deal with everything in my own life all the time. I don't see another show out there that is as balanced as we are as far as laying it out in a timeline of who's involved and what they're doing, naming names, dates, and places. Now, if you guys have another show like that that you listen to, email it to me, because I'd like to listen to it too. Because I'm telling you what, this is not Zionist haven here in Central Florida. This is not where we're going to grow. This is not what we're doing here. I don't care who the person is. If they do something wrong, I don't care if it's Israel, France, Germany, Russia, Spain, United States. It doesn't make any difference to me. I'm calling it out. I'm not going to pretend like it's not happening because of that nationality. I'm never going to do that. And if you guys like the show, I thank you for continuing to listen. I continue to pray for you guys every day. I had the opportunity and the privilege to pray for you again this morning. And to me, it makes all the difference in the world, because I know you guys are my family and we're working together on that. I hate to jump on you this hard this morning about this junk, but I've had it with Mueller. I've had it with this crap. I've had it with Sessions. I've had it with this completely contrived narrative they're putting on us, and they're not allowing Trump to do anything about it, or Trump's refusing to do anything about it, which I don't believe. I don't believe that. I believe they're not allowing him to do anything about it because they want to control the media and do what they want to do to the alternative news broadcasters that are out there. I mean, Fox News just came out basically and said that Alex Jones is fake news and is a conspiracy theorist and completely discredited him this past week. I mean, are we not all supposed to be on the same side? Well, don't you know that Fox News is also owned by Redstone, I believe his name is, and he's another Zionist. I mean, all this stuff, you've got to understand who these guys are and what they do and how they control the narrative from every different direction that we can talk about. So, guys, it's a mess, and I'm all wired up here. Austin, what's your next story, and what do you think?
Well, and I'll stand by what I've said before, and I really think this is fairly accurate. What we're seeing right now with this backside, and I think you made a good point with it as well, we haven't seen Hillary get indicted. Trump's not indicted. This whole thing with Mueller, Sessions, et cetera, I don't want to spend a lot of time in it. But what I think they've reached a point to now is there's multiple options and avenues the globalists have. And they always, if you've noticed prior decisions and what they've done with U.S. events and U.S. presidents and everything else, they've learned from their mistakes and they adapt very quickly. That's just a fact. The globalists are very good about that. They figure out what they did wrong the last time and they try not to make the same mistake in the future. They saw it with JFK. They saw it with Nixon. They've seen it with numerous presidents over the decades and years and centuries. So I think what they're finding now is the easiest thing to do with Trump, instead of to have some giant, basically self-assured mutual destruction from everybody in Washington, where they try to take down Trump and Hillary gets hammered and everything just turns into a chaotic nightmare. I think what they're trying to do, and this is what I've said so many times, they're trying to completely and totally discredit Trump. They're trying to come in and they're trying to discredit and delegitimize his entire presidency. Because if they continue to do what they're doing right now, and they have this garbage to continue to go on with this back and forth bannering with Ms. Mueller, and this, basically this bread and circus is what it is. It's a gladiator show on, you know, the Trump reality show, the Mueller Sessions reality show. And this is what it's turned into. So what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to delegitimize him such to a point that more than likely it'll prevent him from A, getting reelected in 2020. That's the first thing. And B, after this, if he's not reelected, they're going to do everything they can to literally blot him out of the memory of the United States citizens. They're going to do everything they can to discredit him from his businesses, to his life, to his family, to his presidency. Everything across the board is going to be completely and totally discredited, because it's all going to be basically covered with the Russian collusion hoax, the whole involvement in this collusion, everything that's going to continue. Even it doesn't have to be true. There isn't going to be any evidence. He doesn't get convicted of anything. It doesn't matter. They've been doing this for over a year and a half now, guys. This is very clear. See, Dad had minored in this too. I said, I majored in psychology. Dad did too. I took this since college. I've looked at different types of psychological warfare techniques, and this is exactly what is going on with the mainstream media. It's psychological warfare to brainwash the population, and quite frankly, guys, it's working. Look at how many people simply hate Trump for just being Trump. How many people absolutely disdain anybody that voted for him, or anybody that supported, or anybody that wears a MAGA hat? You walk around with a red MAGA hat now, and people, they'll get in fights with you over it for no reason. You don't threaten them. You don't make eye contact with them. You don't even talk to them. I saw a video the other day on social media. There were three kids on a bench talking. Like young teenage or older teenagers sitting on the bench talking, and one kid in the middle had a MAGA hat on, and this idiot guy's with his girlfriend, and the guy's white, the girl's black, and he goes, "All right, babe," he goes, "I'm going to give you $100." He's on Facebook Live. He goes, "I'm going to give you $100, babe, if you run over there and slap him in the back of the head and knock his hat off, and basically say F Donald Trump." And she did it on Facebook Live, and he starts laughing hysterically like a hyena as they run off, and the kids are trying to figure out who just whacked him in the back of the head while he's trying to grab his hat. That, to me, that unprovoked bullying, to me, is one of my biggest pet peeves. Because if I ever, and I've been in numerous instances like this my entire life, where I've seen people being treated like that, where I've seen non-provoked fights, where I've seen people start beaten up for no reason whatsoever, no legitimate purpose, no altercations even started, and they just walk up and sucker punch somebody because they want to prove a point how big and bad they are. They don't like that person because they don't like them. I don't like that. I'm not about that. And if you do that in front of me, we're going to have a problem. I don't play that game with anybody. I've gotten in numerous fights because of that, because I do not like seeing people that did nothing wrong get attacked and bullied for no reason. And what we're seeing now is Trump being attacked and bullied, including everybody that's been voting for him and everybody that supported him, for no reason whatsoever, simply because of psychological warfare has been done on the minds of the population by the lying mainstream media. For example, and this just takes it even further now, if you guys have seen this, just when you think it could not get any worse with the mainstream media now, according to practically almost every corporate news outlet in the world now, they're stating that Russian trolls are responsible for the social media activity around anti-vaccines. I kid you not, I saw multiple, I've watched it now all week and last week, and now it's starting to come out now. Even the Daily Mail came out now, and I quote, said, "Russian accounts are being used to make vaccine arguments to destabilize the U.S. and Europe," screams the U.K. These mysterious Russians, presumably the same Russians, this is what I'm saying here, the same Russians that stole the election for Donald Trump, are trying to get people now to stop taking vaccines so that they'll catch the measles and that it'll take over and decimate the American population so they can come in and take us over. I'm not kidding. This is the narrative that they're pushing on the mainstream media. Another article here from the Daily Mail said, since 2009, the proportion of so-called anti-vaxxers has increased notably in several parts of the country, and the measles measles outbreaks are suddenly reappearing worldwide. Another article pushed by New York Times. Another article pushed by Washington Post. Another one here by New York Times. Russian internet trolls meddling in a 2016 presidential election are lashing out at Americans, debating the safety of vaccines. This media push, of course, is all about pressuring social media giants to censor any vaccine skeptics by claiming they're all Russian bots. This is what we've already seen them doing on social media, guys. They're doing it now with vaccination. Now they're saying, if you say anything about vaccinations, and I'm not kidding, this is how staunch they're saying, if you say anything about vaccines that's not pro-vaccine, you are fake news and you need to be banned because this is dangerous rhetoric you're speaking. How dare you allow the population try to make an educated decision about vaccines? Don't you know all vaccines are 100% safe in every single situation? There's no reason to ever question them. If you do question them, that is fake news. That is exactly what they're saying here, guys. And not surprisingly at all, it's not just, it's all just another CDC vaccine deep state disinformation campaign to silence the moms and children who are vaccine damaged. Ironically to me, and this has never been brought up on any mainstream news media outlet ever, to my knowledge. According to the U.S. government statistics published by the VAERS system, which is basically the adverse effects from vaccines, in 2017 alone, there were 38,906 Americans who were directly harmed, maimed, or killed by vaccines administered in the United States. That is what they acknowledge. That's not even including the ones that don't report it because they don't even understand what's happened to them. 38,906 just in 2017 alone were harmed, maimed, or killed. In fact, the VAERS data records that at least 120 people died directly from vaccines in 2017. And again, that's the ones they can directly prove and actually write that in the report that the vaccine was a cause of death. In my opinion, and Dad's as well, these numbers are 10, 20, sometimes 30 times higher depending on some years. But that's exactly what they're going on here. But again, the mainstream media doesn't bring any of these topics up now. They say, if anybody says anything about vaccines that isn't positive, you're an anti-vaxxer, you're a Russian bot, you're fake news, we gotta shut you down, bud. You can't talk like this. You can't ask people if they're okay with having their child injected with a vaccine that has human aborted fetal cell kidney tissue in it. You can't ask them if they're okay with that. We've already shown you that in Australia. You put a billboard that asks people what's in their vaccine. That's forbidden. That's forbidden. You can't do that. That's a no-go, bud. You can't ask people if they're okay with having aluminum injected directly into their child via vaccination. You can't ask them that. No. You have to get your shots, line up like good little sheep, get injected with these toxic sludge that we tell you is safe, and you don't say anything about it, or we shut you down. We shut your social media down, we silence you, and there's nothing else you're going to do about it. That's how far we're in this position now, guys. That's how serious it's gotten, and that's why it is so important that we keep pushing the alternative media, and we keep supporting all of us in alternative media right now, because this is not getting better. And I sound like a broken record because I talk about this on the show all the time, but I'm saying it because this is that serious right now. Everybody's got to be forwarding everybody's shows, the Hagman shows, our shows, getting this information out there, because the vaccines, the GMOs, the fluoride, all this stuff is not a joke. It is not a joke at all. And once you do even just the slightest bit of research, you will realize it is a very, very, very significant problem to the United States and the entire world. And that is why the mainstream media, controlled by a few, select few at the top, are doing everything they can to not just discredit us, but to fully silence and censor us from being able to speak the truth, because they do not want the truth being known, Dad.
Well, let's think about it for a second. You know, this globalist agenda, this conspiracy, if whatever you want to call it, I wouldn't call it a conspiracy, I'd call it more of an agenda, is so extreme and so big and so large that when you start getting a grasp on it and trying to understand it, it's almost debilitating mentally. I mean, you're kind of like, crap, I don't want to know all this stuff. What the heck, man? You know, I'm in my little normalcy bias in my little happy, happy place, and what the heck are you just say? I mean, I talked to a friend of mine the other night. Chris, you know him, Austin, and we were talking about he was promoting Masonic lodges. And I'm like, come on, dude, really? Oh, they're great people. And I said, well, the lower initiates don't have any idea what they're involved in. If you're in a Masonic lodge and you're first, second, third degree Mason or whatever, you're doing it for a social group or to get business contracts. I got that. I don't agree with it. I don't think you should do it, but that's what a lot of guys do it for. Okay? It's the higher up initiates where they start getting 30, 31, 32, 33 degree and they start finding out what they're doing and what they're involved in. They begin to realize what an incredibly large mess they've gotten themselves into and how this United States is basically laid out, the District of Columbia, by a Masonic lodge. It's all, and you got, you know, Washington's apotheosis going up and becoming a god in heaven in the Capitol building with no mention of Jesus Christ. Jesus said anywhere around there. You don't see Jesus. You don't see Jesus on the cross, even as a crucifix. You don't see any crosses. You don't see anything about Jesus at all. In fact, there's nothing about Jesus. And you say, well, that's kind of crazy. Well, it's what because it's not. They weren't Christians. A lot of them were deists and Masonic lodge people. They were trying to harness, according to Manly Hall, they're trying to harness the seething energies of Lucifer. I mean, what a. So you get in just that, okay, just if we just talk about that, he's like, oh my God, that's nuts. Yeah, I know, it's nuts. And then you deal with the chemtrails. And the chemtrails are so far out there that who in the world would believe they'd poison their own planet with aluminum and barium oxide, alkalinize the soils, and kill all the vegetation? What the heck? But I'm pretty sure they already did this once, you know, in Genesis chapter 6. I can't imagine what they did with all that. They're trying to terraform the planet to their own liking. And then you got to deal with immunizations being injected into people with aluminum and, you know, and mercury. And if that's not enough, you're giving girls Gardasil shots, which intentionally sterilize a whole bunch of them. And if that's not enough, you're pumping fluoride into the water supply to make them stupid and infertile and servile. And if that's not enough, you're basically giving them all kinds of lies into beta waves and theta waves and the doggone flicker rates on the doggone mainstream news to continually keep them on a trance. And it just goes on from there. I can give you another 50 of those. And you think, what the heck? And yeah, so it's so large and so horrible that it's hard to wrap your brain around it because of normalcy bias. Why? Because you guys wouldn't do this to people. I wouldn't do this to people. I mean, why would we intentionally try to harm the planet or hurt people? We don't do that. But these guys, they don't get this. They don't care. That's not what their goal is. Their goal is to bring about their new Atlantis in the United States, you know, and all this other weird stuff they want to do. I mean, it's about Genesis chicks. It's all this is about being the sons of Cain, who they believe is the son of Lucifer, and basically taking the planet and subduing it for the light bearer they call Lucifer, the fallen angel. I mean, this is what their weirdo beliefs are. And that's what they're trying to do. And so it's all about that. It's not about Yeshua or Yahweh. They don't see any of it that way. Anyway, let me get off this topic. By the way, Sweden, the left in Sweden, the incredibly politically correct beyond the point of ridiculous in Sweden, are unbelievably angry now because Sweden's public broadcaster, the SVT, is under fire for revealing that 58% of men recently convicted of rapes and attempted rapes were Muslim. In assault rape cases where the perpetrator and the victim were not previously acquainted, the proportion foreign grew to more than 80%. The Swedish media has been covering up the migrant crimes for years and years, but now the leftists are worried that the rape statistics will influence voters in the elections set for September the 9th, so they're doing everything they can to spin it backwards, that this simply is fake news and it's not real. So guys, whenever something happens, it's fake news. And what my favorite one today was this. Antifa beats up a Bernie Sanders. Remember, Bernie Sanders is a communist. And Antifa beats up communist Bernie Sanders supporter who they thought was a Nazi because he was holding an American flag. Unbelievable. In Portland, Antifa thugs beat Paul Welsh, described as a slightly progressive leftist, Bernie Sanders supporter, and clubbed him in the back of the head because he was holding an American flag on the soil of the United States of America. Ironically, he had gone to a demonstration to protest the right-wing patriot prayer group that he characterized as fascist while he was holding his flag. He was beaten senseless by the very people he was trying to support. Are you guys kidding me? Absolutely not. They can't make this stuff up. And also, the U.S. State Department is endorsing South Africa's policy of changing its constitution to legalize stealing land from farmers based on skin color. Tucker Carlson reports that the President Ramaphosa of South Africa is seeking to change the country's constitution to legalize the expropriation of land from white farmers because they are white for no other reasons. He's not thinking about the fact that they actually know how to grow food to feed the country. He does not care. All he wants to do is to get rid of white people in his country and return to a full-blown communist state in which he will not be able to feed even his own people who live there, Austin. What a total and complete disaster. You know, it's funny. I've got a good friend of mine who's a pastor who's from South Africa, and he said the apartheid was horrible. He said what they did to the blacks in Africa under apartheid was bad. But he said they had the best housing, the blacks did. They had the best schools and colleges, everything. They were sent to these places. They had the best hospitalization and medical care for everybody, including blacks and whites. And he said, do you think it's better now in South Africa, where when you go to Johannesburg, you have to hire people at the airport as bodyguards so you don't get killed when you leave the airport? He says, which is better? And I'm like, dude, I'm not even getting into that discussion. I said, you're going to be biased towards the way it used to be under apartheid. I don't know anything about the government and what was happening over there. All I know is this. What's happening over there right now, as a communist state, it ain't good. So they probably should have tried to go to a republic, Austin, rather than a communist state. But here's what happens. When you give people the right to vote, first, let me give you, before I get into trouble here, let me give you an analogy. When you bring in 20 or 30 or 40 million people from South America and from around the world, and you bring them in and you tell them they have to vote Democratic at the next election as Democrats to bring in socialism and communism to the United States, and these people are not trained in what a republic is supposed to be or what a true capitalistic state is supposed to look like as a republic and how they can actually achieve and obtain their goals and their dreams by doing what they need to do as far as providing a good service for, you know, for a fair price and all of the things I could teach you as far as marketing. You don't teach them that. You teach them that they're part of the welfare state. You're supposed to get free stuff. And then you tell them to start voting for it. Well, this is what happened. The blacks who were brought in to the government, which they should have been, were not trained properly as far as what a capitalistic republic should be. They were brought in as communists to say, we're going to take everybody's stuff. And they didn't. And now they're killing white farmers. They've been doing that for years, by the way, killing white farmers. Now they don't even try to buy their property anymore. They're just taking it away because they don't deserve it because they've been on it for 100 years and they continue to farm it and to provide food for the population. This is where socialism goes. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or Hispanic or any of these things. It doesn't make any difference. If you're uneducated as far as what true capitalism is and what a true republic is and what true freedom is and how dangerous socialism and communism is, and you start voting for those principles, you will find yourself in a hellhole very, very quickly that you don't want to be in. And that's the thing that bothers me more than anything else, Austin, when they come from another country and they want to put communist ideals into place in this country or Sharia law into place in this country. Of course, this is what the globalists are doing because the globalists want a new world order, and the only way they can do that is they got to fracture the population, create some type of civil war, some type of another world war in which they can come in with their snake god and basically create a new world order. That's the goal here. So as long as you understand where this is going to, you got to get it. Now, you say, well, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, Hispanic, Chinese, Oriental. It doesn't make a difference. Aborigines, it doesn't make a difference. If you don't understand how the government works and how you can maintain the Constitution and the freedom that you've been given in those countries, and you start voting against the very freedoms that you basically hold on to, you're going to quickly lose it. What do you think, Oz?
No, you're exactly right, and that's the position that we're in right now. There's no question about it. And the thing is, exactly what you just said, because we're putting everybody else, basically, in front of the United States Americans. And that's what it's turning into now. Everybody else's agenda, everybody else's, you know, will want. And it's really a disturbing thing. Like you just talked about a second ago with these Antifa fascists, they beat this guy up that's basically supporting their thing. That goes to show you the level of ignorance that these individuals are operating with right now. And like you said, it's not just necessarily always stupidity. Some of these guys may not be intellectually ignorant or intellectually stupid, but they're really ignorant on what is actually going on and what the actual truth is. And when we see people, especially in government, run their mouths and totally put the American population below everybody else, it really is sad to me. For a perfect example, I saw this, Senator Joni Ernst slam Senator Elizabeth Warren, which Elizabeth Warren, she's beyond ignorant, in my opinion, in an interview, because basically she went in, Elizabeth Warren went in and was almost indirectly defending this illegal alien that stabbed Molly Tibbins, who was up in Iowa, to death and left her basically in a field. It was an interview with CNN. Warren said that rather than focusing on the fact that Tibbins' alleged killer should never have been in the United States, Iowans need to focus on the real problems, like foreign national adults being separated at the U.S.-Mexico border from their children they arrive with. Yes, I'm saying that. This is exactly what she implied and she said. She went on to say in the interview, she said, "I'm so sorry for the family, and I know this is hard, but one of the things we have to remember is we need an immigration system that is effective and focuses on what the real problems are. Last month, I went down to the border and saw these children that are being taken away from their mothers," and she went on to spew out this unbelievably pro-illegal rhetoric. I mean, just absolutely disgusting to me, and refused to completely acknowledge what happened to really this girl. I mean, gave this total flippant, just, you know, "Oh, we're sorry for her family. That's rough for her." You know, and Ernest, the Republican that basically slammed her today, said, "You know, what's ironic about this is Molly's been separated from her family forever now. They're never going to see her reach her 21st birthday. They're never going to see her walk down the aisle. She's been permanently removed from the face of the planet because this guy came into the country illegally and essentially decided to kill her for no legitimate reason whatsoever." She even had words for the left-wing university professor Christina Geer, who was on MSNBC, and refused to basically name Molly Tibbins by her name and only referred to her as a girl in Iowa, which was to dehumanize her, to make her seem less as a person on the mainstream media outlet. Instead of calling her 20-year-old Molly Tibbins from Iowa University, she only referred to her as the girl from Iowa that was killed by so-and-so. This is what they're doing now, and they're doing it slowly and surely with the mainstream media, because this is one of their biggest tools that they have to brainwash the American population, because so many people still watch this garbage on the television, Dad. But also, too, in other news, it's fine. Other news as well that basically is going on right now in Finland, if you guys saw this news article, a study of over 1 million pregnant women in Finland, found a dramatic increase in autism among children exposed to food sprayed with insecticides. According to the researchers at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health and Department of Psychiatry, elevated levels of the metabolite of the banned insecticide DDT in the blood of pregnant women are linked to an increased risk in autism in children. The researchers identified 778 cases of childhood autism among the offspring born to the women enrolled in the cohort, representing 98% of the pregnant women in Finland, as far as that's how they got the numbers out of it. They matched these mothers, child pairs, with controlled offsprings of mothers and offsprings without autism. Maternal blood taken during early pregnancy was analyzed for DEE, DDT, and PCBs, all different classes of pollutants and insecticides. The investigators found the odds of autism with intellectual disability in offspring were increased significantly, more than twofold, for the mother's DE levels in the top quartile. For the overall sample of autism cases, the odds were nearly one-third higher among offspring exposed to the maternal DDE levels. While DDT and PCBs have widely been banned in nations for years now, including the U.S. and Finland, they still persist in the food chain because of their breakdown occurs so slowly over several decades, resulting in continuing exposure to populations. These chemicals are transfers across the placenta in concentrations greater than those seen in the mother's blood. Now, the reason why I want to put this up so important, guys, this is the next glyphosate issue. Glyphosate does not break down in any significant period of time. They've already shown that. That's why if you use glyphosate on plants, glyphosate on gardens, and you turn around 4 or 5 years later and you try to grow something, a lot of times in that soil, in most cases, you can't get it to grow, or either it's very, very sickly, unless you go in and you basically pull out the soil, you dig it down 12 to 18 inches, you bring in all new topsoil, soil, and you try to make it grow, and basically cross your fingers that you're not going to get exposed to glyphosate in the food, and it's basically not going to kill the plant. This is the next issue. This is all they do. They continue to change these things, the pesticides, the herbicides. They continue to rotate them after 20 to 30 years when people find out, hey, these are highly toxic. Hey, these cause serious health problems. Hey, these are directly linked to cancer. Okay. We'll ban it now. We'll get rid of it. We'll ban it. Well, this, you don't just ban it, guys. It doesn't just go away. Glyphosate, if we literally pulled every bottle of glyphosate off the shelf, we made it a felony for people to possess. You could no longer use it in any concentration form whatsoever in the United States of America. That wouldn't stop our glyphosate problem. This stuff is now systemic in our food supply because not only is it saturated the soil, now we have just literally millions and millions of acres of crops that cannot grow without using glyphosate now because of the herbicide-resistant and glyphosate-resistant weeds. If you tried to go in and tear this stuff up and you tried to go in and plant natural food, it couldn't be done. Because the plants, not only would they die, if you could possibly get them to grow, the weeds around these areas now have become so aggressive and so strong, glyphosate doesn't even work on them. That's how resistant they are. That's why they're mixing all these different herbicides now to try to mix them 2, 3, 4, 5 different herbicides together to keep this stuff under control, and they're spraying it on the food at the same time. This is an issue, and this is why we have to continue to support organic farmers, our people that are producing non-GMO products, that are producing non-GMO supplements, that are going out and trying to support as much natural, organic, non-GMO food growth as physically possible. That's why I always encourage people, buy organic locally. Try to support local farmers that don't engage in this stuff, because they're having a hard time, guys. And the more and more we see this glyphosate epidemic become real, it shows me more than ever we have to support the organic, non-GMO initiative, Dan.
You're absolutely right. Glyphosate is the giant red herring in the room. It's like you said, Austin, they have to grow glyphosate-resistant crops in glyphosate-contaminated soil. Now they're coming out with aluminum-resistant crops for the aluminum-contaminated soil because of what's happened with the chemtrails. And you try to plant regular, you know, heirloom seeds into soil that's soaked in glyphosate, they didn't come up. They just die. They just rot because there's no way they can come up in that mess because they can't absorb the nutrients they need. By the way, Cheerios Weed Killer class action lawsuit now has been filed against General Mills over glyphosate ingredient. This is what it's going to take to get rid of this garbage. The plaintiff in a new class action lawsuit against General Mills claims that the company knew about the presence of glyphosate in its cereal but chose not to act. There's a possibility of hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in potential payouts now against General Mills because they have done this and they have not told the people about that, and they have intentionally allowed this into their food supply. You guys, this is going to happen to a whole bunch of other manufacturers too, because they intentionally put glyphosate products out there. By the way, suicide prevention through psychiatry and antidepressants have all failed to reduce the suicide rate. Suicide is becoming as big as public health issue as the opioid crisis. In 2016 alone, over 45,000 Americans took their own lives. These are crazy numbers, guys, and the numbers are on the rise. Suicide is now the 10th leading cause of death in America. In the last 15 years, antidepressant use has increased over 65%. There you go. While the suicide prevention industry has grown to have a major cultural presence, Prozac and other depressants increase the risks of suicidal thinking and behavior in children, adolescents, and young adults. And I also personally believe in also adults suffering from major depression. It says so on the package insert for Prozac. And guys, here's the thing that you got to realize. This is another part of what they want to do. People who commit suicide aren't useless eaters anymore. They don't care. I know that's awful, isn't it? It's awful. The adoption of mental health legislation was associated with a 10% increase in suicides. The adoption of a national mental health policy was associated with an 8.3% increase in suicides. The adoption of a therapeutic drug policy designed to improve access to psychiatric medications had a 7% increase in suicides. And the adoption of a national mental health program was associated with a 4.9% suicide rate increase. Guys, it's crazy how many people are on psychiatric drugs. 5.8 times higher for people receiving psychiatric drugs to commit suicide, but no other care. 8.2 times higher in suicide for people having outpatient contact with mental health professionals. And 27.9 times higher for suicide for people having contact with psychiatric emergency rooms. And 44 times higher for people who have been admitted to a psychiatric hospital or Baker Acted because they're on the drugs. I've seen it. I had my dear friend this year, Pastor Robin, killed himself after he got on a cocktail of suicidal prevention drugs, antidepressant drugs, correct thinking drugs, after I'd warned him for years not to go that route, and he did, and now he's gone. I went to his funeral, and so did Austin. It was so sad to see that hit so close to our home. Young man, 57 years old. There were thousands of people at his funeral. One of the most gifted speakers I've ever met. Incredible man of God. Total faith guy. Completely lost it because he got on psychotropic drugs. Guys, we've got a great program for mental health, for staying healthy, for happy, good brain functioning, all the things. Happy program. It's called our Healthy Brain Protocol. Guys, I don't know what else to say. It's called our Healthy Brain Protocol. It's got the 5-HTP in it, the cod liver oil, B complex. You go to the website, you can see it. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for getting your supplements from us. Thanks for being here for us. Thanks for praying for us. Thanks for just supporting us. Gosh, I mean, we couldn't do this without you guys. We've gotten ourselves so entrenched into this fight against the New World Order now that without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this. So your support by just getting your multiple vitamins from us every year, every month means everything to us in the whole world. I love you guys. Have a blessed weekend. I will do the write-up awesome. God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Yes, guys, if you need anything, be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. The Doug Five coupon's basically going to be ending tonight. We ran it actually a little bit longer than we were going to, but we ended it tonight. And the Ultimate Immune Booster is the product of the week. If you guys saw that earlier, that changed over. That is essentially a broccoli seed extract formula. Really, really good formula for a healthy immune system. And, of course, we have numerous other kits that are on big sales, as always, including the Maximum Energy Kit, the Alpha Male Stack, which is a very popular one. That's one that's been getting more and more. I've noticed more people have been getting feedback on it that have tried it because it's such a good formula that not only increases your energy, but also increases your natural testosterone production and at the same time keeps your estrogen under control. Those are all very important aspects because I designed this kit personally myself. This is one of the main stacks that I absolutely take every single day. I also use the Muscle Blast and the Magnesium Brain Food when I work out as well, drinking it through the workout. But this formula is really it's basic, but it's so effective because it really dials in key areas of what you need, including the multiple, which really keeps your energy and your B vitamins and your mineral complex under control, the HGH stimulate, which is really good for blood flow, really good for circulation, helps out with libido, the zinc, which is really good for muscle recovery, very good for the immune system, and very good for testosterone production, the tribulus fuel, which is designed specifically to increase natural testosterone production, and the Dimension Estrogen Control, which contains DIM and turmeric, and it's designed to help your body metabolize estrogen naturally. So it doesn't block estrogen, it helps your body metabolize it and get rid of it naturally so you don't have an issue of too much testosterone conversion into estrogen, because men really only need a very, very small amount of estrogen. It's not necessary at all in high amounts. It may cause too many side effects actually in men. So great formula. It's on sale right now for 15% off. Be sure to check out on the website. If you need anything, give us a call. Have a blessed night. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you guys again Monday, as always.